Yes. Now, a moment ago, I did raise the issue of the resignation of this senior executive member of Prime Media Broadcasting who's resigned amid allegations of sexually inappropriate behavior. And joining me now in studio, in the flesh, is CEO of Prime Media Broadcasting, Omar Essak. Thank you for doing this. I can't imagine it is easy. But as I've explained on Twitter, part of our mandate on this show certainly is that we will hold the powerful, you know, to account, no matter who they are, including, of course, our very own. So firstly, I think, you know, kudos to you and Prime Media Broadcasting for you two agreeing to do this.
Thank you, Bongani.
Now, you've been heavily criticized for the way in which this has been handled. And foremost in most people's mind is, who is this executive and why have you not named him?
Okay, very important again, that context you painted in terms of the criticism that me or the company is facing. The formal complaints come in on Tuesday. The executive is asked to leave on Wednesday. A senior female advocate is brought in to investigate on Thursday and Friday. By Monday, formal charges are presented to the executive. By Monday, the executive resigns. So just in terms of process, pace, speed, efficiency, we have to balance and respect the privacy and dignity of our staff with the fairness of the legal processes that we have. It's all enshrined in our code of conduct that we all sign up to when we work. So we have followed, we've managed both these very carefully. The processes that we need to ensure allows for a fair hearing, clear investigation, but also respecting the dignity of our staff. That context is very important. Now you talk about why was the person not named?
Yeah, that's the question.
It's very clear that in our code of conduct, we guarantee the confidentiality of this process until it is completed. So between the time that the formal complaint is laid, charges presented, and the executive resigns, in all of that time, we have an obligation both to...
When did he resign?
He resigned on Monday.
It's Wednesday today. Why do we not have a name?
We have a name. So
tell it
to us. Things have obviously social media, there's photographs published, and we've been overtaken by events. So I can confirm that the executive concerned is the former CCO, Mark Jenkins.
I guess the reason we are pressing this issue, Omar, is there's this sense of, why don't we just call a thing a thing? There's a list of accusations against so-and-so, Mark Jenkins, as we've now confirmed. Either he admits guilt in terms of those accusations, or he denies it. But this idea that there's a process that must unfold, we won't name, it does then give the impression that we are not being forthright in the way we would expect other people to be.
I think we have to put ourselves in the shoes of the people involved here, Bongani. That's essential. So you and I, myself in particular, put myself in the shoes of those who have been brave enough, courageous enough to make the complaints that they've had to make, and understand what is essential to them at this point, that they need a process to unfold that guarantees their anonymity.
Sure, but with respect, you're not naming the complainants. Accusations have been made against a senior member of this team. Firstly, what are those accusations? What is gross misconduct? There's this sense from a lot of people that we're not calling a spade a spade.
One can't reveal the name also of the person who's been accused, because until charges are brought and finalized, they are just that.
He resigned on Monday.
Correct.
But why has it taken until Wednesday for you to name the name?
To be very clear, he resigned. That means that we actually are in a position where the hearing did not take place. The allegations were not formally tested. However, the company wouldn't have proceeded to the point of making formal charges if the company did not believe that it could prove sexual harassment.
There's a suggestion.
But it hasn't been tested.
There's a suggestion that he's a personal friend of yours and that you've protected him.
No, that is categorically untrue. I am not a personal friend of Mark Jenkins. I have known him for a very long time, and so have many of the my fellow team members.
Did you bring him onto the team?
Yes, I did. I recruited him.
So people are saying that even if he's not a friend, then it's basically, you know, a reflection on your judgment that this person has been brought onto this team and this is now what he's accused of. The temptation is to, you know, close ranks.
I have brought a lot of members onto this team. My due diligence is what's critical when I bring someone on. Nobody comes in as a favor people come in to do a particular job, I have, it's critical that I go through the correct due diligence. And in this case, not only would I have checked references that were provided to me, but I would have checked others who I know would have worked with the executive concerned. I also, one has to look at the record of people you are bringing in. And if you look at the previous company that the executive comes from, a tenure of 12 years, constantly or consistently promoted through that organization. So in terms of the due diligence,
there was nothing to predict this would happen.
Absolutely nothing. And you, let me be clear, you're 100% right. Anybody I bring into this organization, there is a risk. We do our due diligence. How they behave once they're brought into the organization is not something I can control.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Absolutely. What about the suggestion that this wasn't the first time? What about the suggestion that there were whispers in the building around inappropriate comments he'd been making, that this wasn't a surprise to many of the people who worked with him?
Not a single complaint came to me. So there's a suggestion that is circulating on social media that implies that I was informed prior to this particular incident. And I have to make it abundantly clear to everyone that the first time I got to know about this incident, this sort of behavior, was on Tuesday when the formal complaints were laid.
You didn't receive an email last year making similar allegations and you ignored it?
No, categorically did not receive an email about this executive whatsoever. And I must be, again, abundantly clear. Because this accusation was made, I had the CIO of the company forensically check emails that were sent to me. And I can categorically state that there was not a single email alleging any behavior about this particular executive.
Prime Media Broadcasting in general, and I think this station in particular, you know, have been at the forefront of the fight against rape culture and gender-based violence. Surely you accept that something like this, whatever the intentions, certainly however it came about, does reflect badly on the organization.
It reflects badly on the organization. It reflects badly on our society and our culture and our community. We know this. We know that we have issues of gender violence in this country, and we have to be in the forefront of tackling that, addressing it. And we as a community in this business have a responsibility to call out that kind of behavior. And I must be very clear, I have said so in many management meetings, I've said so in writing, that where there is behavior that is unacceptable, where people's personal boundaries are affected, whatever your inclination, religiously, racially, from a gender perspective, we must call out this kind of behavior. I'm on the record as saying, call out the behavior so it can be stamped out.
So he left before the charges could be formally presented to him from a human resources point of view. Will you press for some kind of criminal charge to be laid within the formal system of law in this country?
So there are two distinct things here. As you rightly point out, the charges were presented. So let me be clear, they were presented. He didn't leave before they were presented. They were presented, and he chose to resign. There's the part of this process that is a disciplinary process within the company. Once the individual resigns from the company, the relationship between that individual and the company is terminated. We as a company no longer have recourse. However, we certainly encourage our staff members that they can certainly go ahead and bring criminal charges if they need to, and there is support from the company.
But before I let you go, we've got on the line Jabu Baloyi, who's the commissioner for the gender equality. Jabu, I'm going to ask you to switch off your radio. Jabu Baloyi is the Commission for Gender Equality. He's the spokesperson. Jabu, thank you for calling in. I mean, does the matter end when the employer and the employee no longer have a relationship, or is there something more that can be expected from an employer once that relationship has been terminated?
Certainly, Bongani, good morning. Mark, it's wrong. The matter can also be escalated to the police by the employer in a view of protecting the employees. He can report it happened while the person was still in the employee. He can take the charge sheet and lead the employee, so that he can safeguard there in that enabling environment where the people who were perpetrated by the person who resigned happen. It is incumbent upon the employer to do the right thing. And I think Omar has got an own goal here. 702 has been on the forefront in Visophoras in the issue of gender-based violence.
Jabu, I'm going to leave it there, but I think you've made the point. Omar Jabu saying, you know, from the perspective of the Commission for Gender Equality, there's more you can do.
Let me be categoric. If that is the case, and we take advice from people who are experts in this area, if there's anything more the company can do, the advice is we will take that advice on board and we commit to doing it. We must act within the legal process, and we must, most importantly, I think I want to reemphasize this, the company consistently must support its employees in the best way possible. And that's what I'm committed to doing.
I suppose the most important thing there is that the employees must all know that there are consequences for this type of behavior. Omar Essack, the CEO of Prime Media Broadcasting.